Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Insecticides India Limited Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call organized by Orient Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Masoom Rateria from Orient Capital. Thank you and over to you.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to the Q2 H1 FY25 earnings conference call of Insecticides India Limited. Today on this call we have with us Mr. Rajesh Agrawal, the Managing Director, and Mr. Sandeep Agrawal, the Chief Financial Officer. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to give a small disclaimer that this conference may contain certain forward-looking statements which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of date. Now, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Agrawal for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Masoom. Welcome all the participants, and thank you for your active participation always and supporting us and with your suggestions. Oil is maintaining its momentum amongst the headwinds. As you know that this quarter has been very tough because initially there was paucity of rains which delayed this phase, and later on there was continuous rainfall in most part of the country. So negative that the sprays were delayed. Positive, season continued even in the month of October. So the kharif season was delayed. Some sprays got transferred into October. And advantage that all the reservoirs are full and India is ample of water, which means that the farmer is going to sow his choicest crops even in the Rabi season. So the vision I have for the Rabi season is very, very strong, and I believe that this rains what has happened in the kharif season is going to be very supportive for the farmer, and hence the country, the agrochemical companies are going to gain in a big way in this. So talking about iron, we have continued with our strategy of premiumization because the company's entire focus has been around the establishment of the new products, particularly the new mixture products which are developed by the company through their R&D, and also this has supported in a big way in establishing the Maharashtra into the market. Again, in this quarter, we are very successfully able to increase the volumes of our Maharashtra products not less than 10%. So the growth is 10% plus, particularly in this case. So I mean to say the strategy was very, very clear that we have to bring the new technology. We have to take these technologies to the market, establish them in the market, train the network, train the consumer, and we are doing it very, very successfully. So this has not only helped in increasing the profitability for the company, like in the half year itself, we are able to earn what we have made in the complete full year last year. Like from 102 crores in the complete full year, we have bagged the profit of 111 crores this year actually in the half year itself. So I can say that it is the part of the planned strategy which for which we had been working for last several years and focusing around our R&D activities. You will find that this year we have focused a lot around our marketing activities and done a lot of exercise between the with the farmer, with the network, with the channel. And we are doing a lot of automation, a lot of technological advancements also by improving our, I would say, the CRM program. Today also we are launching one more training module for our team members. The idea is that it's not only the sales team but the development team, the entire team of the company which is working with the farmer, they should have the proper understanding of the products and they should be able to take these technologies to the farmer in a beautiful manner so that they are able to provide the complete solution to the farmer in one go so that we can establish these products and the farmer gets the solution from under the technical brand. So yes, the strategy is very clear that our focus on R&D will continue. Our focus on new premium products is going to continue, and this will support the profitability as well as the balance sheet of the company. Why? Because the overall investment in the business the inventory levels will also keep in control, You would have seen that in this quarter, there is a lot of improvement in our inventory days also. So, this momentum, I believe, should continue. And we are focusing around excelling our manufacturing activities also, because when we are giving so many new AIs and making so many new formulations, so we have to develop these, we have to take them to the market, do the marketing. So the focus is for all-round development. And we are working fine with these things. At the same time, we are also focusing around team building, because to finally get within our teams, various teams, because I need a very strong team to face the competition of the future. So we are trying to build the company in a robust fashion so that whatever are the challenges of the market, we can meet them and we can achieve our targets pretty well. So B2C has been a growth quarter, but B2B was not that positive, and at the same time, even the international business got a little hit. But I get the signals of improving in the international business, because already we have got a lot of orders, and I believe that we'll be able to cross last year achievement in the international markets. B2B, we are trying to make a recovery by introducing some more products to the B2B segment, so that we are again able to take some Maharatna products to the B2B segment, so that this business not only grows in volume, but also gives us the profitability. So that is also in vision. So overall, I think that there has been a decent growth in profitability, and also if you see, the top line has suffered by 10%, but I believe that to a lot extent, we'll be able to make a recovery, and I see a good Q2, which is coming forward in the Rabi season, the good Rabi season. So I can say, I can thank everybody for taking the interest in the company, and I'd like to hand over the line to the CFO for talking about the results.
Thank you, sir. I will now share the highlights of our performance for quarter 2 and first half of FY25. On quarterly basis, the revenue from operations stood at 627 crores as compared to 696 crores in the same period of last year. EBITDA stood at 90 crores against 82 crores in the last year, showing an increase of 9% year-on-year basis. EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 14.3%. That reported at rupees 61 crores with a substantial increase of 16% year-on-year basis. For the quarter, the share of insecticide is around 61%, herbicide around 21%, fungicide 15%, and others 4%. Coming into the segment-wise sales for Q2 FY25, the B2C sales is around 84%, B2B sales is around 14%, and exports around 2%. In quarter 2 of FY25, the premium products contribution is around 68% of the total B2C sales and 32% from the generic products. On half-yearly basis, the revenue from operations stood at 1,284 crores. EBITDA stood at 128 crores in quarter first half of FY25. EBITDA margin at 12.5%. That for the half year stood at 111 crores with an increase of around 34% year-on-year basis. For the half year ended, the share of insecticide is around 48%, herbicide 39%, fungicide 10%, and other 3%. So segment-wise sales in first half of FY25, the B2C sales is around 77%, B2B sales is around 21%, and export is around 2%. In first half of FY25, the premium products contribution is around 64% of the total B2C sales and 36% is from the generic side. So we also reported an improved working capital days from 151 days in March 24 to 102 days in September 24. So our commitment to long-term value creation, strategic initiatives, and disciplined financial management position favors us for suitable growth. We remain focused on enhancing the shareholder value. So I now open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Bharat Gupta from Fair Value Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, hope I am audible. First of all, congratulations sir on the profitability part. Couple of questions sir from my side. So first, if you look at the overall performance during the quarter, so Maharatna product category, it has seen a 10-11% kind of a growth. But in terms of the decline which we have seen across the board, so can you just quantify like what was the kind of a impact which we saw during the like in terms of our business mix, particularly with respect to B2B side, and has there been any kind of a sales return? If so, then can you quantify the number?
Thanks for the appreciation of the Maharatna products. Yes, we are very, very focused that we have to grow the premium products. So we have grown focused around these products and sell them. Two things. Yes, demand was a little lower because of the sprays were not going because initially it was dry weather, so there were some returns on the herbicides. Particularly, I would like to talk about the soybean herbicide. A little sales return from the corn herbicide was also there, but corn herbicide is something which is round the year business. So that material technically did not return to us. It was moving in the market, and now again the corn season has started, so it will get consumed in the market itself. Paddy herbicide was minimum return this year. Some returns of insecticides might be pending actually from central India, which is very, very small. The volume will not be huge. So far, I believe the returns of herbicides, because we don't leave the stocks in the market and take back everything, and this year everything was taken back in Q2 itself. So volume, value-wise, so about 35-40 crores of returns would have been booked in the Q2 itself, for majorly from herbicides. And there may be another return of up to 10-15 crores of insecticide in Q3. So these are the numbers broadly. In the B2B segment, yes, since the momentum was little slow, so the prices had come down. So overall, number one, the volumes were going in the B2B segment. The value was not coming. Number two, since the sentiment was little lower, so the momentum was also not that great as expected. But I believe that we will make some recovery, and B2B business is also trying to match the last year. We will grow in B2C segment, and export also, I see some signals of growing this year.
Right. So cumulatively, near about 50 crores was the impact because of the sales return.
It's already booked, 10 further is expected. So this is normal. Generally, every year this type of returns are there.
Right. And sir, can you just comment on the inventory level position out there in the market?
In the market, we don't leave the inventory. So in the market, there is no huge inventory. So my expectation is the return is just 10 crores, which is expected in this quarter from the kharif season products. So we are little balanced in the market from for our products because we don't dump. So the expectation of big results are not there with us.
Right. So second question is regarding the raw materials. So like in your assessment, and there has been like expectations of duty hikes on China by the USA. So do you believe it can be a problem for the domestic agrochemical industry if another leg of dumping starts by China?
I think the prices have already bottomed out and they have started firming a little. So I don't see a downfall from here because to the best of my knowledge, already some prices or like the products have touched the bottom actually, which I have never seen in last 20-25 years of my experience. So going below this is almost impossible, but yes, we have to keep the fingers crossed. I don't see that there can be any big hit from here. Now we are already sitting at the bottom, I believe.
And sir, in terms of like the green shoots which we are seeing in the export market, so can you just quantify and comment about what are the markets which are addressing the growth?
like from our regular markets only, because there are no many new countries which we are going to start about, except some business in LATAM is going to begin this year in the Q2. Rest are going to be our Middle East, African markets, some ASEAN markets and CIS markets. So these regular markets only. So we have collected some orders and the supplies are starting now.
Right. Our last question, sir, from my side. Sir, regarding the new acquisition, so can you just talk a bit about the synergistic benefits which we can expect?
I'll try to talk about the Kairos. Kairos is a company which was founded by us with the idea of two advantages we were seeing here. Because number one, we don't import the technicals from abroad except Japan. So this being another company, there was an opportunity to import some of the raw material technicals, ready-made technicals to compete in the market. Second advantage is in the B2B segment, particularly when we do P2P, means we pack products. So Insecticide India, if I pack it for the fertilizer companies, then I was facing the competition in the market, or we can say otherwise also. If it will be Kairos brand, then there will be no competition. So these two advantages were visible. Number three, it also opens up the opportunity for launching the second brand to Insecticide India, so that there are a lot of networks which are interested to work with Insecticide India, but since we have our own network of distributors across the country, so we cannot expand that further to a big extent. But if we launch a new brand, then there is a possibility of acquiring another set of important distributors and launching a new brand in the market. So that opportunity also opens up. So there is a three-point opportunity in form of Kairos.
Right. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Karthik from Samavatva. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, congratulations on a good set of profitability numbers. I have a few questions regarding the top line. Could you please bifurcate and let us know what was the volume growth or degrowth or price contraction that you may have experienced during this quarter?
Your voice is not very clear actually. So volume growth, particularly in case of Marathas, is about 10%. And in case of generics, which are non-focused products, there is a degrowth of about 13%.
How about price correction, sir?
Price correction has already happened, actually. The prices have come down. So, in case of the Marathas, yes, there has been an average price correction of about 8-9% is the price correction. But in case of generics, so we have, again, there is some improvisation in the type of generics which are being sold. So, there we see a price hike. So it is not exactly a hike. Overall, you can say the prices year on year have declined by almost 10%.
Okay, overall, there is a decline of 10%.
Yeah, year on year.
Year on year.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, sir. The second aspect, sir, is regarding your Kairos acquisition. Could you please elaborate more on what is this new brand? Are we creating a parallel brand, an alternative brand to Insecticide?
These are already like under the thinking plan. So we have not decided how we are going to go ahead. But yes, there is an opportunity. It gives the opportunity and we will definitely look into that opportunity.
Okay, because the value at which the related party, the related entity got acquired for, and you have also shared the last 3 years revenue details. For previous 2 years, the first 2 years anyways, you have reported nil revenue, and last year there was a minimum of 45 lakh revenue, if I'm not wrong. And we have valued it at 7 crores. So what provides probably more comfort in shareholders is if a related party with a 45 lakh revenue with no historical revenue posted in the past has been acquired at a certain valuation of, let's say, 4, 5, 6 crores, and what intention or what rationale, what benefits will it accrue to Insecticide India per se, and because there is no clarity on what is this new brand. So it will be more clear if you can elaborate more on the acquisition rationale, the pricing, and what is going to go forward and what can we expect.
Okay. it's a very big opportunity for Insecticide India. I was never keen to give it to Insecticide India and wanted to establish a new company. But when I had the plans to establish a big business, so there was a guidance that this should be done under Insecticide India itself. Number one, we have already bagged more than 8 registrations of imports from China. So these 8 technicals will be coming, which Insecticide India generally buys from the market, other importers, and this charge a premium. Number two, as I told that in the B2B segment, when we are giving the products manufactured by Insecticide India, there is competition with our own partners. So that competition will go. Number three, if I create another brand and try to take it to the market, so it will be again a big opportunity because these days we have a lot of new premium products actually. We start the premium product marketing from this company. This can be a big opportunity. So the business was just started in the month of February in this company. 2 years there was no business because this was a R&D based company. We were thinking how to go, how to commercialize. But this year some business was started and in last 5-6 months it has done a good business, actually some B2B activities with Insecticide India and to some other companies have happened. So I believe that Kairos will be a good acquisition for IAL and in the next year we can plan a decent business, not less than 100 crores or so. But this is going to multiply in a big way.
Thank you so much, sir. Just the last question before I join back in the queue, sir. So I heard that we have booked the 35-40 crore sales returns in the quarter of Q2 and another 10 or 15 crores is expected to be booked in Q3. So if you take Q2 on Q2 basis, is my reading right that there is a 5-6% of sales return?
It's a simple calculation. We have booked the sales is 600, what, 600 or something. So if 30 crores have come back, then you can make a calculation. It's all mathematics, it's nothing from my side.
No, sir. No, isn't it abnormal to see such a high sales return is my question, or is it, are we going to see this?
The season collapse, I mentioned very clearly that the herbicide season collapse because there were no rains. So since the season collapse, there was a return in the herbicide. So overall, if you see 6 months, then 6 months it will come to 2%. It is all mathematics actually. It's a game of math. You can talk in any way. So it is most reasonable in terms of if I compare with the competition, then competition will be sitting with the stocks in the market and I am clear the market completely.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. I'm glad. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Janam from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, please go ahead.
Sir, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead. Mr. Rohan Gupta, sir, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Raleigh, first of all, congratulations on significant margin expansion for the quarter. So I think that has been in line what company has been guiding so far. Sir, first question is, you mentioned that a decent volume growth in your Navratna product of almost 9-10%. However, in generic product portfolio, you are talking about the volume decline.
Yes.
So the sales returns have only been in generic. I mean, there has been no sales return in a Navratna kind of product portfolio?
There has been a return in the Navratna because this herbicides were all Maharatna products actually. So the return has been in the Maharatna portfolio only, not in the generic. So after the return, this is the volume growth. It should have been better. We were expecting a better season actually. But since it was all dry, so the central part of the country was all dry in the month of July and people were not using the herbicides. So particularly in the soybeans, in all dry crops, and even in cotton, so there was a suffering.
So sir, sales, I assume that almost 34 kind of number of sales return you're talking about is primarily in Navratna category.
Yes. Yes, you can.
So amid that return, so sales growth still is there in positive almost 9% in Navratna. So if we adjust for the sales return, then the Navratna sales would have been much higher, right?
Yes, there was a big opportunity actually. We lost that opportunity because there has been two type of losses. Number one, we lost because of no rains in the month of July and lost because of the excessive rains in the, after 15th August. So there are two type of losses. Otherwise, our Navratna plans were very, very aggressive. Actually, we should have done even better than that, what we have done now.
So the volume decline which has been there in generic, almost close to 10% in volume, that is what? It's because of the company's focus on rationalization and cautiously pruning the low end tail of the product, or it was also because of the industry dynamics?
Both actually. It's a part of the strategy because we are working on the tail cutting strategy where we are cutting down the generics because all the sales team, they are focusing around establishing the Maharatna products only, which are the premium products in the market. They are very, very clear that they have to sell the Maharatnas and they have to make Maharatnas bigger and make them focus Maharatnas. So everybody is working on that strategy.
So sir, with the current product mix in the current quarter, you have delivered almost 14.5% margin at EBITDA level. First half margins are close to 12.5%. So should we see that these are the margins going to sustain in the second half as well? I mean, the current first quarter, I mean, Q2 numbers and margins, can they repeat? Because you were talking about double digit margin at lower end. So can we?
Actually, I want to be conservative and I have to say something. In the Q1 also, there was a similar question that we'll be able to repeat Q1 margins and we have proved better. So, generally second half is not that great, but this year the expectation from the second half is also reasonable. So, I'll not say that there will be a decline, but yes, we'll grow both in terms of top line and bottom line. I don't want to give any numbers, but there will be growth. We'll find the growth.
So you also mentioned that in Maharatnas, because the season is lost, so now do we see that we will be able to compensate some sales in the second half, or we have to wait for another year for the Navratnas and Maharatnas to report a strong growth?
We are continuously launching new products actually in the Maharatna category. Which the product might not be in the Maharatna category at this moment, but tomorrow they are supposed to go into Maharatna. So there are at least 4 launches which are lined up now, which will be coming in this 1 month itself. And out of these 4 launches, we have already mentioned about Tori Super, which we wish to take it to Maharatna. And there, out of 4, there is another one more brand which will go into Maharatna in future. And even after that, we are not waiting for the new year. As I back the registration, there will be some more launches, and I see at least one more product visible which will go into focus Maharatna category again out of the new launches which are going to come from now on in this year itself. So number one, I'm not delaying the launches. Number two, there are very beautiful products lined up, so we'll make some recovery in the second half also.
Okay, sir, last question from my side, and what would have been, as per your estimate, the industry growth in terms of volume in the current quarter?
It's very subtle actually. I'm not sure. I've not measured everything. Because a lot of companies, what I know is the stocks are there in the market, which as per our strategy, we don't want to keep because I need my money or my stocks. So we are very aggressive in that part. But there might be a growth of roughly about, industry might be paying around 4-5%. I'm not sure.
Thank you very much for answering the question. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Jainam from Swan Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers.
Yes.
So my first question is that you mentioned the commentary that there were a few orders that were deferred to October. So could you quantify that, please?
No. I didn't say the order. I told you that the sales generally finishes by, Kharif season generally finishes by middle of September. But this year there were sales which were apparent in the month of October also. Like, I'll give you a simple example. EPH, brown plant hopper, which comes on light. So even Diwali has gone, even today, if you see at the light, there is BPH, which is a big pack for the field. But it came late. It came so late due to rains that particularly the farmer did not have much need of spraying to kill that because the crop was harvested or it was ready and was near to harvest. So that opportunity gone. But yes, that opportunity was there till the end. So there were some sprays in the month of October also on the Rabi crops generally, which finishes a month before. So I can say that the season which generally finishes by end of August sometimes gets prolonged to 15th September. It prolonged to middle of October. So the kharif season was a little longer this year. So volume wise not big, but decent.
Okay, sir. And sir, do we maintain our top line guidance of 15% growth in FY25, or would we like to?
There might be a little decline actually. So difficult because major part of the season is one where we do 60%. So now 40% is left. We have to make some recovery in 40%. There will be recovery possible. We will not decline, but growth maintaining growth in terms of number might be a little difficult. So what percentage? It's difficult to say, but things look positive. So there will be some growth.
Okay, so that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Kunal Tokas from Fair Value Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Clear.
Just two quick questions, sir. First is that receivables have seen a sharp increase, and they did last year as well. So is this a seasonal thing, or what is the reason for this?
Okay. So there would have been some more sales actually in the March, so in the last, so they might be visible. Now it's the collection period actually. Means October, November, December is more collection, less sales. Generally, in the Q2, the season is more sales, less collection. So, it's a cycle basically. So, maybe in that cycle. Otherwise, our collections have been fine. We have met the target. If you are aware, there might be something, but you will see that the recovery comes in the month of this October, November. We will have good recovery in these 3 months.
Okay. And you mentioned in your opening remarks that you have received good orders in for exports. So can you talk about the order book in exports in B2B?
B2B, there is no big order book actually. It's a routine order, but we are receiving good orders in B2B and we are supplying. So some recovery is indicated in B2B. In the for exports, yes, my order book is full actually. So what we are able to technically do is we have already collected the order for touching the last year's sales. Last year the export was 105 crores or something. So we have that type of orders in hand already, and still the team is accepting the order. So we have, apart from the SEZ unit, I have to dedicate one more unit, two lines, so that we can meet up this requirement. So we have already collected orders for 100 crores plus actually.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Those were my two questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anmol Das from Arihant Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, and good set of numbers. Just wanted to understand.
Your voice is not clear.
Yeah. So I was asking regarding the raw material prices during the quarter. So, we are seeing that the FMCG companies have been saying that there is an increase in the palm oil prices and that is affecting. So, how are you seeing the entire agri business with FMCG and the demand shaping up with the raw material prices? And are you facing any stress on that?
There is no situation of stress, but we are seeing that the prices are firming a little. So, plus and minus means like if there is a 1-3% change, it's a normal change actually. So, we have not seen the big change. So, there has been slight increase for some products, a little decline for some other products. So, broadly, the market is plus minus the same. And as I told already also, that the markets have already touched the bottom. So, now the worries are not there of further decline from here.
Okay. And sir, on the Rabi crops side, want to know if is there any acreage shortage in the Rabi crops in the coming season?
No, Rabi season looks okay because there is ample availability of water. So a lot of I see a decent acreage should come for paddy, for wheat, for or even for maize, because maize is increasing in a big way. Corn has become important these days. Pulses, this sugar cane, so all the crops will be good actually. So decent, quite decent.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavya Gandhi from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sorry, I joined the call late. If it's a repeat question, you can ignore it. So just wanted to ask you that our peers also, they've got exclusive agreements with for partnership products. So what kind of arrangement do they have versus we have? Because I understand that our products, there are multiple manufacturers for our partnership products. So why can't we get a exclusive right from Nissan or Oat or Momentive or something of that sort? Yeah, if you can throw some light on this.
There are different type of agreements with different companies for different products. So we already have the exclusivity of several products. Sometimes when we are exclusive, we try to create our own partner with the consent of the principal. In certain products, there are two partners which are given by the principal itself. There are such type of cases. Talking about Momentive, Momentive product is a very generic product for which they already have dozens of partners. So let's leave Momentive on one side. Now let's come to OAT. With OAT, again, we are doing a generic product, but again, whatever generic product we are doing, one product is exclusive, one product is with two companies.
Okay.
Two products with OAT, and the others are own discovery products. So this, whenever the discovery products are going to launch, they will be all exclusive with IL only. Now let's come to Nissan.
Right.
And there are certain products are, for all the generic products out there, we have created the mixture. So I had Pulsar, created a mixture called Suzuki out of Pulsar, which is a fungicide that is exclusive with us. Hakama, we have created a mixture which is called Hachiman. Hachiman is exclusive for us, but we have created some partners for Hachiman, which are our partners to sell more quantities, because there are competitive products also in this landscape. To capture more market, there are two options. Either I do the product exclusively, or I make other partners also who sell my product rather than selling the product from the competition. So we have followed that approach. For Shinwa, there are two partners of Nissan. One is Godrej and one is us. So these are the major products and Konoshi, but this year we have made one more partner, Bhanuka. So there are some partners for some products, there are some exclusive also. That's okay. The new product which is going to be launched from Nissan is going to be exclusive again. So we are going to announce a new launch as we back the registration. So the target is that the product will be launched somewhere in the month of March. So I will not talk much about that, but we are planning to get the registration by November, December. So once the certificate comes, because it is going to be a new product, the certificate takes 2 to 3 months of time. So we'll be launching. That will be, it is going to be exclusive for us.
Right, got it. So just a corollary to this, are we the manufacturer of this technical product also for this formulation, or how is it? Or do they give us the technicals and we manufacture the formulations out of it?
Case of the mixture, I am the technical manufacturer for the second product, one only. For other products, I buy from Nissan.
Okay. Okay. And just, you mentioned about Dhanuka, so they also have done tie-ups with Nissan and all those, but their margins are on the very higher side. So can you just explain, is it because of the product pricing, or is it because of the product quality or efficiency that the pricing, because they've also launched...
That's not, it's my call actually, but it's okay. Discuss that.
I'm just trying to understand. So what is the, why is the margin variability if Nissan is giving two products, right? One to us, one to Dhanuka. I'm not trying to compare Dhanuka. I'm just trying to understand why are our margins lower compared to Dhanuka in partnership products.
Can I speak now?
Yeah.
Like, there are different strategies of the companies. And it depends on the product mix. The margin is not given by one product or two products. It is the entire product mix, what you are selling, and it is the entire strategy, what type of expenses you are making. We are a very focused company on R&D, and we have spent a lot on R&D. We have spent a lot on manufacturing. We have done basic manufacturing. We make intermediates. We make technicals. We have established plants for that. And today, I am running more than 300 reactors in my plants, actually. So there is a lot of expenses. So now we are getting the new products, we are launching them, and we have seen the improvisation which is happening. At the same time, this company in the year 2001, at that time I had adopted all the products, whatever were there in the market. So there were a lot of generics, and it took a little while to do the tail cutting. Now the strategy is very, very clear that all the generics we are discarding, and all the value-added products, we are trying to create our monopoly. Monopoly in the sense that by bringing the new patented compounds, by making the new patented products, so the focus is now moving into that direction. And as you move more further into that direction, the profitability is going to increase. Very strong presence in the country. We have very strong R&D arm. We have very strong manufacturing arm. And all the things are in our favor. And we are going to launch a lot of more products with these partnerships. We are going to expand more partnerships. A lot of things are going to come with us. Let's focus with our business. In my business, I am very focused. And now the things are going to show the results. And they have already started showing. So I don't want to compare my performance with anybody. But yes, I can say that I have got the capability to beat everybody and anybody in the market.
Fair enough, sir. Fair enough. And just wanted to understand on the sales return, whatever placements we had done, are we seeing any sales return?
It's very, very normal in the market. I have already given the number that 35 crores of worth of product has already come back, which was pertaining to the dry crops herbicide. So when I say dry crops are the, sown in the areas where there is no availability of water or very less availability of water, particularly the soybean herbicide, the cotton herbicide, and the maize herbicide are returned. We are expecting some sales return of the insecticides also again from central India, which will be again for the dry crops. So there might be some small returns, which number I have already given, 10 to 15 crores worth of return is expected during this Rabi season, this third quarter also. So that is the number given.
Got it. And just last thing, if you can mention number of patented products that we have in the total basket and total number of partnership products that we have in the basket, number-wise, if I may ask you.
I don't have that handy, but there are about 24 patented products, and partnership products are also, there is half a dozen products from Nissan, so total 9-10 products are the partnership.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Thank you so much. Really helpful. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshil Shah from ABC Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. My first question would be, can you share details about your product development pipeline and any upcoming launches beyond the Tori Super Herbicide, which are expected to launch in the next 12 to 18 months?
These are all confidential things, so I cannot share the details. But I'll just tell you, there are half a dozen launches which are lined up from now. So out of this, four launches are going to happen in this month itself, and there will be two, three more launches which are going to come. So out of this, total 6-7 launches which are going to happen in the second half of the year, including Tori Super, there will be three products at least which will qualify for Maharatna category.
Okay. Next question, a follow-up would be, how do you plan to leverage the current market conditions, including the favorable rainfall and increased sowing, to enhance your product offerings and sales strategies?
So the entire working what we do of bringing the newer technologies and working in the field is around that only. So we have focused a lot. You would have seen that we have increased a lot of expenses in the field. We are doing a lot of development activities and adopting a lot of technology, and the entire exercise is to make more connections with the consumer, to make more consumer connections with the network, and we are improvising our team also wherever, whenever required, and the entire effort is that we become experts in everything. When I say everything, I mean to say all the domains. We are strengthening our R&D regularly, we are strengthening our manufacturing, we are strengthening our marketing and sales teams.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for the detailed answer.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Karthik from Samvatva. Please go ahead.
Yes, please.
Sir, we are probably one of the very few companies or the only company who have pioneered in ensuring that we started the entry into biologicals much in advance. And could you please shed some light on what has been the progress so far, and when can we start the market to start accepting biologicals as a major category?
Okay. We are focusing a lot on biologicals because I believe that biologicals is the future, and in future, all the technologies are going to run parallelly, and along with the chemicals, there is a scope in biological also. Biological again has several aspects, and we are working in all the directions. Only this much I can say. We are playing with microbes, we are playing with consortium of microbes, we are also playing with different, I would say, other products actually in this segment. And a lot of R&D is taking place because there is a parallel R&D center which is working for IL Biologicals. There is an R&D center in the field of biology which is working for Insecticide India as a company. So both separately, we are planning expansion in the IL Biologicals R&D center because there is a site which is a 7-acre site almost, which is shared by the three companies. And in that site, we are at the moment doing the trials. We are planning to establish a new plant for IL Biologicals there. Some R&D activities also will be conducted, strengthened. So our teams for the biological R&D has expanded. Along with this, we are also working with some national and international companies, and also with some, I would say, the institutes where the scientists are engaged with our teams in development of certain products. A lot of development is happening, things are happening. My expectations are big for both the domestic as well as the international market from the biologicals, as all the companies are showing interest in this segment. So we have to make a breakthrough. So we are waiting for the opportune time. But there will be some small launches. And one of the launches which we are going to do in this month also is going to come from there, that part of the segment. So, but yes, so there will be something which will keep on coming. And the vision is that, yes, we wish to see biological as a independent arm, as an independent company establishing itself, and contributing good to the IELTS well in total.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Due to time constraints, I now hand over the conference over to management for closing comment.
Thank you very much for all the participants, very, very active participation, and very active interest in the company. So thank you very much. I can just give the reassurance that yes, IL is continuing in their efforts in going ahead with the momentum and planning in a big way. So we are in continuous focusing around the new products, new product activities, strengthening our R&D activities, our manufacturing activities, and we are moving in the market in a very focused fashion. The idea is we have created a large following for the sector brand, and people have developed their trust, particularly the consumer as well as the network. Now we have to take it to the next level so that we can make sector brand bigger, so that nobody has questions why selecting a product. Because if it has a tractor brand, they should say yes. So that is the vision. So we wish to provide newer solutions under the tractor brand, more reliable solutions, so that if he sees a tractor in front of any other product, actually he chooses that. So we are very focused around that, and our entire working is moving into that direction. So thank you very much, friends, and we'll keep on meeting, and I believe that the H2 performance is also going to be a good performance from the company. Thank you.
On behalf of Insecticides India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.